Exclusive: House Republican leaders, Democrats block GOP measure to lower health care premiums by nearly double. By Sean Moran on November 4, 2025. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Brett Guthrie, R.K. White, and Health Subcommittee Chairman Representative Morgan Griffith, RVA, told Breitbart News that Republican proposals would have lowered health insurance premiums by nearly double compared to the Biden-era enhanced Obamacare credits. What we've heard from both sides of the aisle is that Obamacare is not affordable. But what we've not heard is Democrats acknowledge the waste, fraud, and abuse that's been enabled by these temporary subsidies, including massive handouts to big health insurance companies and expanded taxpayer subsidies to the wealthiest Obamacare enrollees, Guthrie told Breitbart News in a written statement. Congressional Democrats' demands to open the government are partly based on the premise that affordable health care is out of reach for many Americans. What Democrats now want as part of $1.5 trillion in additional federal spending is a permanent and everlasting program that they designated to expire in 2025, Griffith told Breitbart News. The congressman spoke to Breitbart News as the Democrat shutdown has continued for more than a month. Democrats shut down the government over expiring Biden-era Enhanced Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, credits. Democrats first enhanced the Obamacare credits through the Biden coronavirus stimulus plan, the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The Democrat Party then continued the credits with the passage of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act until the end of 2025, where Guthrie says they spent most of the month refusing to work with Republicans on meaningful solutions to lower health care costs. With the Democrat-designed sunset date of December 31st for these COVID-era subsidies, we could have been utilizing this month to continue finding more tangible, meaningful solutions to make health care more affordable for Americans. Instead, Democrats chose to hold the American people hostage over billion-dollar handouts to big insurance companies, the Energy and Commerce Committee chairman continued. Democrats initially created the temporary COVID-19-era enhanced premium tax credits to help people who struggled from the economic fallout of the pandemic. But now, Democrats are doubling down on the temporary enhanced credits as a means to subsidize Obamacare, Griffith said. He added, whether intended or not, this is a stunning admission that President Obama's signature health care program, Obamacare, has failed to provide affordable health care to the American people. Issues to soften the impacts of the Democratic Party's failed policies can be discussed if we get the government open again. Republicans such as Guthrie have criticized the Obamacare Enhanced Credits, more formally known as the Enhanced Premium Tax Credit, EPTC, because they are essentially direct payments to health insurers to lower health care costs. While Democrats such as House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have accused Republicans of not wanting to provide health care to everyday Americans, Democrats moved to nix substantial reform that would have drastically lowered health insurance premiums while the Big Beautiful Bill worked its way through the Senate. In June, Democrats lobbied the Senate parliamentarian to scrap the ACA cost-sharing reduction payments, CSRs, from the Big Beautiful Bill, saying that it violates the Byrd Rule and thus requires 60 votes to be included in Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Funding CSRs with lower benchmark silver premiums used to set subsidy amounts. CSR payments are a type of financial assistance that would help lower out-of-pocket costs for eligible individuals and families that enroll in a silver Obamacare plan. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, found that these health care reforms would have lowered health care premiums by 12.7% and reduced costs by decreasing the need for Obamacare EPTC's CSR. CSR would have lowered costs by $30.8 billion. Andy Slavitt, President Barack Obama's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, administrator, in 2017 said that CSR payments would drastically reduce health insurance premiums. Democrats have not once approached me, or my staff, to find a path forward. Republicans, time and again, have voted for policies that lower health care premiums by nearly double what extending Democrats' temporary COVID credits would. Democrats unanimously oppose these common-sense policies and actively work to undermine our efforts to lower premiums for the 7% of Americans who choose to enroll in an Obamacare plan. We stand ready to work across the aisle to advance real solutions that address the root causes impacting healthcare affordability, Guthrie continued. The Biden-era enhanced Obamacare credits were meant to alleviate the costs of the pandemic and will soon expire. The generous nature of the subsidies gave some of the wealthiest Americans access to these benefits. This includes, according to the Energy and Commerce Committee, in North Carolina, an early retiree worth over $10 million qualified for over $17,000 in annual taxpayer subsidies for his Obamacare plan. Accountants in Texas were actively advertising how they were helping multimillionaires get free or nearly free health insurance based on Democrats' temporary COVID credits. A family of four in Arizona making $600,000 a year. A married couple in West Virginia making $580,000. A single person in Vermont making $180,000 a year. Taxpayers were suddenly subsidizing these people's Obamacare plans thanks to the Democrats' temporary COVID credit policy. The Paragon Health Institute estimated that annual Obamacare enrollment fraud could exceed $26 billion. The same think tank also found that the expiring Obamacare credits minimally impacted 2026 premiums, which counters a Democrat narrative that the expiration of those credits is responsible for health insurance price increases.